Hello again, and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. It's a program that helps you learn and improve your American English and tells you about our world. Today, we begin with a question that has been asked by scientists for many years. Some of the largest animals to ever live on Earth quickly disappeared. When did this happen? More importantly, why did it happen? Let's try to answer those two questions on today's edition of As It Is. Then, more news from the world of science. Are robots taking over our planet? It may sound like something from a movie, but the story we have for you today is true. Robots can now build themselves. You won't want to miss this one. Let's get started with part one. Dinosaurs last lived on Earth about 65 million years ago. For many years, scientists have debated how and why dinosaurs disappeared. But improved tools and records of fossil remains have led some experts to agree about the disappearance of these ancient creatures. We get more from Jerry Watson.
University of Edinburgh researcher Steve Brusati led the team of experts. They blamed a huge rock from space, a 10-kilometer-wide asteroid, for the dinosaurs' disappearance. Steve Brusati says the rocky object was responsible for environmental damage worldwide. He says the asteroid caused tsunami waves, earthquakes, wildfires, acid rain, and sudden temperature changes. Mr. Brusati and his team proposed that if the asteroid had struck the Earth a few million years earlier, the dinosaurs might have been better able to survive. By the time the asteroid struck, dinosaurs had already lost some of their strength.
A lot of the big plant-eating dinosaurs, those horned dinosaurs like Triceratops, the bottom of the food chain dinosaurs, the base of dinosaur ecosystems, those dinosaurs had declined a little bit in their diversity.
He notes that dinosaur populations had grown and then decreased in number over 150 million years. His team's report appears in the journal Biological Reviews. But some plants and animals did survive through the period of dinosaur extinction. Another study looks at one group of dinosaurs that lived through the disasters. It shows how large, cold-blooded, meat-eating animals like Tyrannosaurus rex may have developed into small, warm-blooded birds. Biologist Michael Lee works jointly with the South Australian Museum and the University of Adelaide. He was the lead writer of the study. He and his team centered their efforts on one group of dinosaur, meat-eating theropods. They examined 120 species. One group of dinosaurs was evolving, changing four times as fast as all the other dinosaurs living during that period. And over time, the fast-evolving group became birds. The scientists studied how those changes took place over 50 million years. They say that during that time, each generation got smaller and smaller. Michael Lee says that by the time the asteroid hit, the earliest birds had been living for about 100 million years.
The bird ancestors started exploring a new type of lifestyle which involves smaller body size, greater agility, and greater ability to regulate their body heat, using things like feathers and various other things.
Mr. Lee said smaller body size was responsible for the changes, and that, in turn, would have made way for changes in their body structure, like the addition of wings and flight feathers. He also noted other changes seen in modern birds, such as wishbones. About 10,000 species of birds now live on the planet.
You are listening to VOA Learning English, and we are coming to you from Washington. Origami is the Japanese art of shaping paper to look like animals, flowers, and other objects. Now, Harvard University scientists have modeled or created a robot on the ancient art form. They have made designs that robots can follow to put themselves together. Mario Ritter has more.
Sam Felton builds robots. The Harvard graduate student works at the university's micro-robotics laboratory. His most recent creation is a robot 18 centimeters wide and 15 centimeters long. It has four moving legs and looks like a crab. Sam Felton spoke to VOA on Skype.
We started with a desire to make robots as quickly and cheaply as possible. And so we looked to origami in order to find ways to create very complex and functional machines. Mathematically, origami can create almost anything you'd want, but the trick is to actually get it to happen in real life with real materials.
Mr. Felton starts with what are called shape memory polymers. These are flat plastic sheets that change shape when they are heated. Electronics placed between the layers or levels of material are programmed or set to start the folding action. A battery provides the power.
And we supply these with current, much like you'd supply a light bulb with current, and that heats up that local area to above 100 degrees Celsius. Once it hits 100 degrees Celsius, the shape memory polymer shrinks, and that pulls on the paper, causing it to fold over.
The paper starts folding itself within 10 seconds.
And as soon as that brain is told to start running, it goes through the process of telling each circuit to turn on or off. And then once it knows that it's assembled, it tells the robot to walk forward.
It takes about 4 minutes for the robot to assemble itself.
What we showed here is that you could embed all these systems onto an autonomous robot and cause it to control its own folding.
Mr. Felton wrote about his work in the journal Science. He says the process permits researchers to quickly produce complex robots that can build themselves into different sizes, depending on what they must do. The robots are also strong for their weight. One valuable quality is that self-building robots can be shipped flat in large numbers, then unfold themselves where they are needed.
I like to think about assembling in space. If you could send a ream of flat sheets up that then turn themselves into satellites, or even send that ream to another planet and have it turn itself into a new base.
Sam Felton says such machines have other possible uses. They could, for example, be placed in the narrow spaces of a collapsed building and unfold themselves to look for and rescue people. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for listening to our program today. We are here 7 days a week to help you learn and improve your American English. We'll see you tomorrow.